Question 20. Tick one of the following. A. I don't have any thoughts of killing myself. B. I have thoughts of killing myself, but I would not carry them out. C. I would like to kill myself. D. I had no thoughts of killing myself until I started filling in this questionnaire. Now it seems like an attractive option.
What are you doing?
It's the Bex Depression Inventory.
Oh, come on, his new haircut's not that bad, is it?
No, the Bex Depression Inventory. It's a list of classic depression symptoms. You tick the ones that apply to you, and it gives you a score that tells you how depressed you are. It's sponsored by a well-known beer company.
Which one?
Stella.
So the higher you score, the more depressed you are?
Yeah, I'm really depressed.
Why?
I'm scoring really badly.
No, that's good.
Well, it might be to you.
No, oh, never mind. All right, carry on.
Thanks. Question 21. Am I a failure?
Yes.
No, I'm asking myself.
Oh, sorry, I was just trying to help.
Oh, all right, thanks. Tick.
So why are you doing this anyway?
It's part of my cognitive behavioural therapy.
Cognitive behavioural therapy?
Yes, or CBBT. Sorry, CBBC. No, CBBS. BBC Two. No, oh.
Is it CBT?
Yes.
What does that do?
It's a technique for getting you out of habitual negative thoughts that can spiral out of control and leave you with an unrealistically bleak assessment of your current and future situation. Oh, no, my pen's run out. Why does that always happen to me? I bet I'll never find another one. I might as well give up now.
Do you want to borrow mine?
Oh, yeah, all right, thanks. I'd better get on with this inventory.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm nearly finished, actually. There's just a few more items. Let's see. Sleeplessness, yes. Loss of appetite, yes. Numbness or tingling in parts of the body, yes. 6 matching dinner plates and dessert bowls, set of stainless steel cutlery. Oh, no, that's the household utensils inventory. How did that get in there? Blimey, we've lost most of that stuff. That's depressing. Right, finished. Just tot up my score. Oh, I've done really well.
Why, what have you got?
63 out of 63.
No.
That's cheered me up.
No, that means you're really depressed.
What?
Yeah, look. 0 to 20, who's a happy bunny then? Keep on smiling. 20 to 45, chin up. Plenty of fresh air, healthy food and exercise should see you back to your old self in no time. 45 to 60, you really are down in the dumps, aren't you? How about booking yourself a relaxing facial? 60 to 63, you are suicidally depressed and in need of urgent medical attention. Check yourself into the nearest psychiatric clinic now.
Oh my God. Look, I better go.
No, you can't. We've got to sing the theme tune.
Well, I can't sing. Not at a time like this.
Yes, you can. Come on.
I was a comedy writer and performer with my own radio show. And heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was one half of a double act called Hudson and Pepperdine.
And now she's just a miserable cow. Look, this is no good.
I can't help it.
Pull yourself together. Just follow me. My name is Pepperdine. That rhymes with punchline. I make up gags from breakfast right up until lunchtime. Okay, your turn.
I can't.
Go on.
My name is Hudson. That rhymes with destruction. I might as well just shoot myself.
No, look, this is no good. And what is this music anyway?
It's the Smiths. It was just in my record collection.
No, look, we need something else. What else have you got?
Joy Division.
No.
The Cure.
No.
Nick Cave, Suicidal Tendencies, The Doors.
Oh, God.
The Manic Depressive Street Preachers.
No.
Southern Death Cult. That's quite poppy.
No, all right, let's go back to the Smiths, but try a different song.
Okay, It's a Sunny Day.
Well, that's better.
So I'll meet you at the cemetery gate.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. If a 10-ton truck kills the both of us.
Oh, no! No, this is ridiculous. I'm trapped in a flat trying to do a comedy show with a terminally depressed Smiths flan. How much worse could things get? Oh, God, here we go. I'll get it. Oh, hi, Leslie.
6:33 p.m.
What are you doing?
Mel and Vicky are the only ones up in the Mel and Vicky household. Apart from me, the Geordie voiceover.
What is going on?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you, I signed us up to take part in a reality radio show.
Well, what is that?
Well, it's like reality TV, but it's on radio.
Oh, no. Oh. So now, the end is near.
You all right?
And so I face... Yeah, just leave me alone. The final curtain...
Come on, it's not that bad.
My friends.
It's only a game show.
I'll make this clear. I'll state my case.
Come on, cheer up.
Of which I'm certain.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy.
I've lived a four.
Happy days are here again.
I've travelled each.
Granddad, granddad. Lovely. Oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Vicky. Happy birthday to you. Look, Leslie, I think you'd better just announce the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats. It's the Hudson and Pepperdine Show.
Hudson and Pepperdine. Happiness, laughter and sunshine. You won't catch us frowning. We're waving, not drowning. We're
to vote for Mel, phone 000-0000-0000. Or to evict Vicky, phone 000-0000-0001. Or text evict Vicky to...
No, hang on, this isn't fair. What is going on?
I told you it's a reality radio show.
Well, what is the point of that? I mean, reality TV I can just about understand,
oh,
but...
come on, radio is a much more exciting medium, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes, I mean, you can paint pictures on radio. But you can't do on TV.
Unless you're Rolf Harris. Oh, what's that?
It's okay, you'll get used to the microphone.
Oh, no, why do they swivel around like that?
It's so they can still pick us up if we walk around the room and turn around and go different places, one place to another.
You know, I don't want microphones following me around in my own flat.
Oh, come on, it'll be worth it. You'll be famous afterwards. People will recognise you in the street. If you go up and speak to them.
Right.
Leslie, can you go and clean the chickens out, please?
What chickens?
Before the other celebrities get here.
Okay, then. Come on, girls, come on. What are you doing?
Oh, no, I forgot about his egg phobia.
You dirty hen! What a place to hide an egg!
Sorry, did you say other celebrities?
Yes, it's a celebrity reality radio show. I had several formats I could have chosen from. Celebrity Big Brother, Celebrity Fame Academy, Celebrity News Night, Celebrity Emmerdale Farm.
Right, so what is this one? And, you know, what do you mean choose from? How did you get us into this in the first place?
I answered ad in the Agrophobics Anonymous newsletter. Look, here it is. Work from home. Earn #####. Contestants wanted for a reality radio show. Big Brother stroke celeb get me out of here type stuff. Massive cash prize, fame, fortune, tabloid exposure, the lot. Apply G. Dyke, BBC Enterprises, brackets, cheap commercial. If you've got it, we'll flog it.
So what have we got to do?
Well, once the others get here, we just sort of sit around.
Right, as opposed to...
There are tasks, though.
Well, like what?
Well, we've got to milk a goat, assist at a birth, perform the sequence from the musical The Lion King, in which Simba's father dies during an antelope stampede, and overturn a high court ruling.
Oh, well, they sound easy enough.
Well, yeah, but then there are the trials.
And what are they?
Well, there's a big spider we've got to get out of the bar.
Oh!
I know. There's a murder trial.
Oh!
Yeah. Then there's a long and complicated fraud trial.
Oh!
I know, I think I'm going to try and get out of that one, actually. And finally, the Bush Tucker's Luck trial.
No, it's the Bush Tucker trial, isn't it?
No, this is the Bush Tucker's Luck trial. You have to plunge your fist into a bath of cold koalas and drag Todd Carty out by the bush. The tail. I mean, the hair.
Right, well, look, I'm not sure if I can handle all this. I mean, I don't know if I'm prepared to have my privacy compromised in this way.
Your privacy won't be compromised.
All right, look, I'm going to have a think about it.
6:42 p.m. Vicky is in the toilet.
Oh, for God's sake!
Oh, I'll get it. Oh, hello.
I think that was the front door.
Oh, sorry, you should lock it.
If it's that old woman that keeps coming around to do our stand-up routine, don't let her in.
What, Edie Trinder? No, OK. Oh, hello, Edie.
Hello, dear. Give me the mic. Roll out the barrel. Oh, hello, everyone all right? Here, I went out with a GI the other night. He said I'll be going up the front soon. I said, buy me another drink and go up the back if you like. Cheeky so-and-so. Ear. Have you ever noticed as you get older your health deteriorates? No? You will. Ear, I to retake my driving test the other day. The examiner said, before we begin, can you read the number plate on that car over there? I said, what car? He said, never mind, let's just get in the car. I said, what car? Anyway, we got in eventually. He said, right, what do you need to check before you drive off? I said, handbag, keys, have I turned the gas off? No, he said, no, I meant about the car. I said, well, I know I've got that, I'm sitting in it. Here, I bumped into a neighbour of mine the other day. Well, he can't see very well either. Where am I? Oh, sorry about this. I'm in the 17th hour of an 18-hour girdle. It's starting to tell. Oh, no, my hearing aid's gone funny. Picking up the shipping forecast. Well, that's going to put me off. Well, that's your ration. I've been Edie Trinder. You've been North Utsira, South Utsira. Good night. Oh. Well, that went all right, didn't it, dear?
Yes, thanks, Edie. But I'm afraid Vicky and I are taking part in a reality radio project, so I'm going to have to ask you
Oh, I've always wanted to be in one of those things. Right, which room am I in? Oh, this looks like the boys' room. Right, I'll be in here if you need me.
Oh, dear.
Has she gone?
6:43 p.m. Edie has gone back to bed.
Yeah.
Oh. So when do you think the next contestant's going to be arriving?
6:43 p.m. The next contestant is arriving.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Oh, I really hope it's a gorgeous bloke and the producers get us to have live sex on the show, try and boost the ratings.
That would be so romantic.
Jim, prepare to enter the reality radio house.
Hiya!
Hi!
Hiya!
This is mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
The reality radio house. I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, mind the steep staircase.
What? Oh, ow, 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 ow.
Are you all right?
Yeah, yeah, nothing serious. Yeah, wow. So, here we are, woo.
Yeah, woo. Woo.
I can't believe I agreed to do this.
No.
Bloody agents, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, it was so last minute. I had to cancel loads of other stuff.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be checking into a psychiatric clinic. They said it was all right, so...
Right.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. Woo! Woo!
I love your teeth.
Thanks.
I'm Mel, hi. Ooh. This is Vicky.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Sorry, I don't think I caught your name.
Vic, honestly. Sorry about her, she doesn't get out much.
Well, who is it then?
You don't ask a massive celebrity what his name is, it just looks desperate.
Well, whisper it to me.
All right, you hum up for something.
Right, I'm assuming, by the way, you just repeated the word humpamasumpy and then dribbled in my ear that you don't know either.
No.
I'm Jim, by the way.
Oh, Jim, by the way, of course. Oh.
No, Jim humpamasumpy.
Oh.
Oh. Right.
So, are you two doing some final preparation before leaving the house to the celebrities?
What?
No, we're on the show too.
Oh, right. Huh. So, who else is coming?
I don't know. Hang on, we've got a list here.
Yeah, it's no one I've ever heard of, actually. No. You know what these things are like. It's always Z-list, isn't it?
Yeah.
I
mean, let's see. Marilyn Monroe?
Right.
I've not heard of her.
No.
Sarah Cox? Who's she?
No idea.
No. Possibly related to Brian?
Oh, yeah, maybe it's celebrities' children.
Oh, that would explain George Bush.
Kate Bush's son.
That's it.
I'm Janet Ellis's son.
So Sophie Ellis-Bextor is your sister?
No, my aunt.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a big gap between us.
Jim, will you please come to the diary room?
Oh, crumbs. Wish me luck, everyone.
Good luck.
Good luck. I hate him.
Me too.
Is that ours?
No, it's those posh women's upstairs.
Telephone for you.
Oh, that's terribly kind. I'm afraid I haven't got you anything at all.
No, I've got someone on the phone for you. A man.
You've got me a man?
No.
Well, I don't know what to say.
No.
I'd almost given up hope.
No, a man has rung up to speak to you on the phone.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I see. Hello? No, he's hung up.
Well, try 1471.
Oh, good idea. 1471. No, it's a woman. Oh, I see. Right. Press 3. Yes.
Hello?
Hello, did you just ring me?
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm the person you rang.
Oh, I see. Well, what's your name?
Alice Butler Bucks.
Butler Bucks. Hold on. How are you spelling that?
B-O-U-N-C-Y hyphen B-U-T-T-O-C-K-S. Butler Bucks.
let me look in my book. Tiggy Leg Burke, Leggy Big Turk, Baldy Head Burke. Ah, here we are. Alice Bouncy Buttocks. Sorry, Butler Bucks. Yes, that's you. Yes.
Oh, good. That's cleared that up then. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Oh, sorry. Did you ring me?
Must have done, I suppose. Yes, it probably was me.
Right. What did you want?
Well, let me see. Oh, yes. Are you going to Mum and Dad's this weekend?
Yes.
Good. I'll see you there then.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sis. Bye.
Bye. Oh, wait. Damn, I should have asked him for the address.
Jim's taking a while in the diary room.
Well, there's a lot to read. Well,
that's true.
I mean, Anne Frank, Geoffrey Archer, Alan Clark.
Yeah. I particularly enjoyed the diary of a nobody.
Hey, that was private.
Here.
Oh, yes, Edie.
We're out of tea bags.
Oh, no.
6:47 p.m.
That's
an absolute.
The level of physical privation is starting to get to the contestants.
Right, I've had enough of this. Take your mics off.
What?
Take your mics off. We're staging a walkout. Hello? Yeah? If you can hear us out there, we'd just like to say that we... Actually, I think I do need to put the mic back on for a minute. Right, look, without us, you don't have a show, all right?
Yeah.
So you can't treat us like this, okay? We're
That's
off.
That's right, you can't.
Right, take the mics off again.
Right.
And the battery pack. Come on, Leslie, it's down your trousers. Here, this.
No, that's not the battery pack.
Oh, sorry. Right, there. Okay, come on.
Right, that's shown them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what they do now.
Now, Tom and Susan are up against it in The Archers.
No. All right, look, we might just be prepared to come back. Put the mics back on.
All right. So, yeah, if the offer's right...
Yeah, we want to speak to the producer, OK? Where is he?
I'm here.
Oh. Right, OK.
What exactly do you want?
A pizza.
OK.
And booze.
Right.
Fags.
Sure.
Chocolate cake.
Yes.
A TV series.
No.
OK.
OK, fine, just a pizza, booze, fags and chocolate cake then. Thanks.
Bye. Well, he seemed reasonably nice.
Yeah. Look, Mel, there's something not right about this. I mean, where are all the other celebrities? I mean, where's Marilyn Monroe, for instance?
Oh, that's, she's the special guest slot.
Oh, God. All right, well, are you ready then?
Yeah, I think so.
OK, go on, Leslie.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome tonight's very special guest, the beautiful, although dead, Miss Marilyn Monroe!
Hello, Marilyn. It's lovely to have you on the show.
Hello. It's nice to be here. Beautiful evening, isn't it?
Right, sorry, have you got a cold or something?
No. Why?
Well, you just sound a bit like a man, actually.
Look, just because I'm called Marilyn doesn't mean I'm a woman, okay?
What? No, look, you're Marilyn. You know, you're like the sexiest person ever.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. You're not so bad yourself.
Oh. Well.
I mean, you're no model or anything.
No. All right.
A balaclava model, maybe.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, can I have a word with Mel, please?
Yeah, sure, I'll get her. Mel!
Oh, yes, what is it?
What's going on?
I don't know, something's wrong. It's not Marilyn.
No, it doesn't sound like her. It sounds more like that scary, ugly goth freak with all the makeup.
What, the one out of Birds of a Feather?
No! No, you know, the heavy metal guy.
Oh, God, is it RoboCop again?
No, Marilyn Manson, that's it.
Who's Marilyn Manson?
Oh, hang on, let me see if I'm right. Marilyn?
Yes?
Have you ever sung Happy Birthday to the President of the United States?
No.
Oh, okay, well, have you ever watched your granddad enjoying himself while surrounded by pictures of animals?
Of course.
It's him. Look, Mel, I'm not sure you want this guy in your head, actually.
That's what happens. I get inside people's heads. I infect them with truths they want to deny but can't.
Now, at this point, I normally get the special guest to join me in a song.
Sure, we can do one of mine.
Well,
what
no.
do you want to hear? Cake and sodomy?
No.
Scabs, guns, and peanut butter?
Oh, no.
May cause discoloration of the urine or feces?
Oh, dear.
That's a real crowd pleaser.
No. You see, Marilyn, this is Radio 4. And to be honest, those all sound a bit, Radio 2.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it's nice that you managed to avoid the usual run of pop subject matter. I mean, I don't suppose Atomic Kitten will ever do a cover of Count to Six and Die.
No, it's a good idea for a game for them to play.
Mel, you're back. Look, is there any chance of you getting Marilyn Monroe out now?
No, she's too scared, she's hiding.
Well, can't you look for her? I mean, how many places are there to hide in your head? Start with your brain, then... move on to the larger areas.
Hey, my brain is very dense, I'll have you know.
Okay, let's try this. Mr. Manson,
yeah.
Could you try and be a bit more normal so that Ms. Monroe might Come out.
Sure, okay. I went to the shops this morning to get some food and paid my gas bill at the post office and I picked the kids up from school.
Good,
and,
good.
And I did some gardening, then some hoovering, and then I blew my brains out at the insane boredom of my horrifically mundane existence on this pointless planet!
Oh, you almost had it.
Well, hoovering is boring, though.
Well, that's true.
Oh, good. Is that monster gone? Did he blow his brains out? I do hope it wasn't too messy. A drugs overdose is far cleaner, you know.
Yeah, right. Like you would know.
Oh, no. You're still here. Hey, and what do you mean?
Well, you were murdered. Everyone knows that.
No, I wasn't. I took an overdose.
Oh, yeah? And did you also tamper with the murder scene afterwards and mislay evidence?
That's a stupid question.
Mel, are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Look, oh, dear.
Look, is someone going to interview me? Because I have a very busy schedule.
Well, no, I'm going to interview you because you're famous.
Okay.
Okay, so, let's start with the six toes thing.
I do not have six toes. I can show you a photo. Look, here.
This is JFK.
No, I'm the one underneath.
Oh, right, you were having sex with an airport.
Sure, why not?
Okay, well, I'll move on. Can I ask about your beauty?
By all means.
I'll just use my mouth.
Okay, then.
Okay, so, is it true you used olive oil to protect your face?
Yes.
Or are you wearing it now?
Yes. Hey!
Doesn't seem to work.
That does it. I'm not staying here to be slapped by some sort of lady clown.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to, because you're meant to be taking part in this celebrity reality radio show.
How demeaning. I'm not being a contestant on a game show.
Oh, look. Marilyn's committed suicide.
What was that?
What's going on?
Marilyn Monroe's been shot.
Oh, what? Where did it come from?
Over there, behind the Parker Knoll.
Oh, my God, this is all getting very weird.
You're telling me. And where's Jim Humper-Masumpy, by the way? Why has he been so long in the diary room?
I suppose we'd better go and find out. There's no one in here.
What?
Oh, no. Look.
What?
He's left the seat up. Right, this is really starting to freak me out. Where's Edie?
6:50 p.m. Edie has broken out of the reality radio compound, scaled one of the security guards, and is now on the perimeter fence.
Blimey, Edie!
Quick, look out the window, see if you can see her.
Oh, hang on. Well, there she is. Crikey, she's on a motorbike. My God, she's going to try and jump the barbed wire. Good luck, Edie!
Thank you!
Oh, my God, she's been shot!
Oh, no, this is too much.
6:55 p.m. The Hudson and Pepperdine show is nearly at an end, but belatedly and long after they were first mentioned in the plot, the other celebrities have arrived.
What's going on? Who's in the shower?
George W. Bush is in the shower.
Out on the wild and windy moors, we'd roll and fall in green. You had a temper, like my jealousy. Too hot, too greedy.
And Sarah Cox is broadcasting her Radio 1 show live from the jacuzzi.
We haven't got a jacuzzi.
Oh, sorry about that. You have now, all right.
Oh.
Anyway, as I was saying, I was out with Westwood the other night, right? You know what I mean? I was mad drunk, and he goes, God, you sound like you're not going to be bothered to move your mouth. And I says, no, that's how I always talk. Hey, hey, who's pushing me decks? They're electric. Hey, hey, stop it.
Sarah has been electrocuted.
Oh, my God, Vicky.
What?
I've just realised what's happening.
Yes?
People are being picked off one by one.
So one of us is a murderer?
Not one of us.
Well, who?
Greg Dyke.
What?
Don't you see? He must have planted the ad in Agoraphobics Anonymous knowing that I'd see it. The other disappearances are just a cover to put people off the scent. He wants us off the air. For good. You and me, Vicky. Dead wants us Dyke. I mean, Dyke wants us dead.
No, hang on, Mel. I think you're forgetting one thing.
What's that?
You're in need of urgent psychiatric treatment.
What's that got to do with anything?
6:57 p.m.
Happy birthday to you.
It's the president's birthday. The group have baked him a cake, and Marilyn, although dead, is singing him a song. The two appear to be getting on rather well.
Mr. President, happy birthday to you. Ha ha! Fooled you. You kissed me, faggot.
Right, that's it.
Now, you see, this is why we don't have guns in this country.
Come on, Georgie. I wanna be loved by you.
I swear to God I'll kill you, Manson.
Oh, but look what I got in my pocket. It's a .44 Magnum. And you thought I was just pleased to see ya.
Go ahead, punk.
I'm not a punk.
Okay, go ahead, goth metal artist.
Go ahead and what?
Kiss my oval orifice.
Right, that's those two gone as well.
Yep.
Mel and Vicky household, this is Greg Dyke. Can you hear me?
It's Greg Van Dyke.
Yes, we can hear you. Hello.
Congratulations, you've both made it through to the finale.
Oh, great.
But now it's time to eliminate both of you. You're being axed.
He's got an axe.
I'm coming to get you in 30 seconds.
Quick, hide.
1, 2, 3, 4.
They're not gonna get us.
Here, no, over here. Fit in the bin.
You're not gonna get us.
20, 21, 29, 30. Coming ready or not.
Right, I can see you. You're both behind the sofa.
Oh.
You're all gonna get us.
No, look, forget it.
All right, girls, you're being taken off air. There's just time for a final song before you go.
Oh, what are we going to sing?
The second half of the end from the last show. I mean, the penultimate show.
What? Oh, right. Leslie, would you read the credits?
The Hudson and Pepperdine Show was written and performed by Mel Hudson and Vicky Pepperdine.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
Additional material was by Danny Robbins and Dan Tetzel.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
And Richie Devlin.
Of our elaborate plans, the end.
Oh, and Jim North.
Of everything that stands, the end.
Martin Hyder played Leslie.
No safety or surprise, the end.
Jim North played Jim.
Look into your eyes again.
And Lewis McLeod played George W. Bush.
The West is best. Get here, and we'll do the rest.
I thought he was dead.
He is now.
Oh, well done.
The script editor was Graham Garden. The music was by Richie Webb. And the producer was Chris Neal.
This is the end. The end of the radio series. Give us a TV series now.